Sermon 6. The person who believes in the righteousness of God is a wise person. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Gratitude that arises in the cold. The cold weather makes us miss the warm spring even more. I am truly thankful that this time, two brothers entered the gospel class, heard the gospel, and received salvation. I hope those who have not yet attended the gospel class will attend it once. There, the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is preached. It speaks only about sin, about judgment, and about the righteousness of God. Whenever I experience such cold weather, I remember the things I experienced at the training center in the early days. In the middle of winter, while sleeping shivering in the cold inside a tent, when the time for dawn prayer came, everyone would gather in the small chapel to hear the word of God and pray. At that time, when we woke up after sleeping in the tent, icicles were frozen on our heads. Even the brothers who had received extreme cold weather training in the military said, after attending the winter retreat, that it was colder than the military's extreme cold weather training. However, the brothers and sisters who actually attended the winter retreat did not say that they were cold. This is because they engraved the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit in their hearts and focused on attending the dawn prayer and listening to the word. I give thanks to the Lord, who has allowed us a good environment now, and I hope you will put even more effort into testifying the word of the Lord's gospel to the whole world. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. What is the message of the cross? The entire process in which Jesus, in order to save sinners from sin, was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, hung on the cross, shed his precious blood, was killed, and resurrected from death to save us, is called the message of the cross. To enter the kingdom of God, one must absolutely believe in the baptism Jesus received from John and the ministry of Jesus Christ, who shed blood on the cross and resurrected from death to save us. In other words, it means that one must receive the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord into one's heart, obtain the removal of sins, and enter the path that goes into the kingdom of heaven. The message of the cross demands that anyone, without exception, must absolutely acknowledge three things. First, we must believe that Jesus is the God of creation who made us. Second, we must acknowledge that we, as sinners who inherited the sin of Adam and Eve, have become those who must receive the judgment for sin before God. Third, on behalf of us who are sinners, Jesus Christ took charge of all our sins once and for all by being baptized by John the Baptist, and we must acknowledge and believe in our hearts the fact that he was crucified, shed blood, and resurrected from death on our behalf to become our Savior, thereby obtaining salvation. By being born into this world, we became sinners, and we were those who had no choice but to die once and receive the judgment for sin. If so, how can a sinner be born again? I am asking how one can enter the kingdom of heaven while still keeping the old self exactly as it is. We must become those who obtain new life by believing in the Lord, who was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, was crucified, shed his precious blood, and resurrected from death. As the Savior of mankind. Human wisdom and God's wisdom. The Apostle Paul asked, "Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age?" 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. He declared that God's wisdom cannot be compared with human wisdom, and that human wisdom cannot replace God's wisdom. He said that the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. If so, what is needed for us to obtain salvation from all sins? Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist, had our sins of the world transferred to his own body, was crucified, shed blood, and was killed, and by resurrecting from death, he became the Savior who saved those who believe from all sins. Believing in this Lord with the heart and obtaining salvation is believing according to God's will. This is exactly the wisdom of salvation that God has given to you and me. Obtain salvation by believing in your heart the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given to us by Jesus Christ. The reason Jesus Christ came to this world was for the purpose of saving you and me from the sins of the world. The reason Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist was to have the worldly sins of you and me transferred to his own body and to receive the judgment of sin on our behalf in order to save us who believe. The reason Jesus Christ was baptized by John, bore the sins of the world, and was crucified was to pay the price of our sins and save us, and the Lord who resurrected from the death on the cross was to give you and me the removal of sins and new life right now. The person who accepts into their heart the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which was accomplished through the baptism the Lord received from John, becomes a person saved from their sins. They are now children of God, those who have become God's people. Everyone, how could we not believe the baptism the Lord received from John and the ministry of the cross in order to save us from the sins of the world? We were those who were born with sin from birth, and we were sinners who had no choice but to live committing many sins while living in this world. However, our Lord Jesus Christ took charge of the sins of you and me in his own body, was crucified, shed his precious blood, and resurrected from death to become our Savior. That word of God is living and working inside our hearts as the gospel of the water and the Spirit even at this very moment. The one who ignores the ministry of Jesus Christ, who accomplished such an amazing history of salvation, is truly a foolish person. The Apostle Paul speaks like this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world, and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." For us who are sinners, accepting the word of God with faith is wisdom, and rejecting it is foolishness before God. It is God's will that each and every one of you and me receive salvation from the sins of the world, by believing the word of God, follows the Lord's will, and then enters the Lord's kingdom to live enjoying eternal life. Are there perhaps any among you here who, while staying inside God's church, live as sinners and will receive the judgment of sin? Hoping that there is not even one such person among you, I would like to conclude today's message. I desire that those who are here and all those living in the world will be saved from all the sins of the world by believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord, and dwell in peace. Hallelujah.